The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Can I get an Grayson saw him last night, but did it broad day. He killed a man in broad daylight, Grayson Allen, and I have questions. How do you stop Grayson Allen, a noted menace, from being Grayson Allen? Like, he has been a menace. We all know he's a menace. He's been a menace his entire career, even at Duke. He even chuckles about it, being a villain. Like, there are Grayson Allen compilations that you can find on YouTube of just dirty plays. That's it. Like, that's the entire compilation, is just him tripping and kicking you in nuts and, like, literally karate chopping people. We knew that. We've accepted that. That's a part of Grayson Allen's quote-unquote charm. Until now, he has taken out one of the most beloved players in the league. My man has gone a step too far. He took out the GOAT, a.k.a. the janitor, a.k.a. Caruso. I am now thinking that is like, no one's going to believe him. No one's ever going to forgive him. Here is what happened. The Bucks and the Bulls were playing a tight game when Alex Caruso went up for a layup. It was like a explosive layup, we'll say. Not just like an everyday layup. It was an elevated layup. And Grayson Allen grabbed him out of the air, spun him down, and DDT'd him onto the ground. Like, and then Grayson Allen had to figure out a way to contort his body to not kill himself, because he was, I don't know, 4 feet up in the air, and just got karate chopped, to not hit his head onto the hardwood, so he lands on his wrist to try to break his fall. World-class cheap shot. Everyone knew it. It was completely unnecessary. Grayson Allen, after they looked at the tape, ended up with a flagrant two, got tossed. Caruso was down for a couple minutes, ended up going back into the game, said some things after, like, hope nothing's wrong, like, it was a cheap play, hope nothing's seriously wrong, don't think that there is anything seriously wrong, but no. Turns out, Alex Caruso has now fractured his wrist from that play. Yep. He was out there deflecting passes, guarding, blocking Giannis shots, playing lockdown D, even with a fractured wrist, as an aside. Turns out, he needs surgery. He's out 6 to 8 weeks after just coming back from another injury. He's been gone. Alex Caruso has been out of the lineup for a long time now, and this is now another serious blow to a team that is desperate for any bit of depth, and they're not the same without him on the court. With LaVine, Lonzo, Caruso all missing significant time, it is a rough-ass month in Chicagoland, and it's going to continue to be a rough-ass time. So back to Grayson Allen, though. Everyone who saw the play in real time knew it was Grayson being Grayson. Just one of the world-class cheap artists in basketball. Like, he is a cheap shot encapsulated into a human being. Like, he's a guy who's a cheap shot even by Duke's standards, right? Which is just, that says a lot, considering all of the other cheap shot players that they've had play for them. And of course, nobody after the game was more pissed than Billy Donovan. Grayson Allen could have ruined and ended Alex Caruso's career. It was really, really bad. Really bad, he says. For Alex to be in the air and for him to take him down like that, he could have ended Alex Caruso's career. He has a history of this. It was really dangerous. Yeah, tell him. Tell him what you think, Billy. Tell him. And Patrick Williams also got hurt on a hard foul. But as Donovan noted in his postgame, that was an actual basketball play by Mitchell Robinson. This was bullshit. This was unnecessary. This was, as Alex Crusoe would say, dude, just grab me out of the air. Kind of bullshit. Which, to be honest, is pretty much a perfect summation of Grayson Allen as a player and as a person. Kind of bullshit. Like, kind of a bullshit player. And it's not that Grayson Allen is out here actively trying to hurt people. I'm not going to say that, and I don't think that's what's happening. It's just that he doesn't give a shit if he does. Like, and that's the problem, is that there are certain players who not only have no regard, they're thoughtless, they're reckless, but they're remorseless. Somebody ends up going down for a significant period of time, Grayson Allen gives zero fucks. And that is what is an important distinction to make in a league where the vast majority of people will go out of their way to take a fellow player, a brother in this 450-person fraternity, if you will, out of danger. If you are Grayson Allen and you have a hard foul, you then it behooves you to then make sure you catch his fall. It is up to you to make sure you don't hurt him because you are the one who incited all of that. And that's why, despite the fact that these guys regularly jump into the rafters, you regularly see undercuts, cheap shot elbows. They are so uncommon that when they do happen, the internet is set ablaze. But cheap shots like Grayson Allen did? I mean, they only happen like one or two times a year.
Right.
So there's lots of talk whether the Bulls are going to seek retribution on March 4th when the two teams meet again. I'm guessing that they do. Billy Donovan addressed the idea that the Bulls would try to get back at Grayson Allen. And he says this, quote, "I'm not a real big believer in that stuff." Pause. And that's a lie. And that is a lie. Billy Donovan is going to go full Sean Payton and fully seek retribution. I'm just going to put this out there. I played basketball my whole life. And I know that there's a code of ethics in hoops. And a cheap shot like this that actually endangers one of the most beloved players in the entire NBA, which that means something too, 100% payback is coming. May not come from the Bulls, but it's coming. At some point, someplace, in broad day, at nighttime, Grayson Allen is going to catch an elbow or a knee or going to get pulled out of the air and body slam DDT by some Undertaker move. And this is not fucking college. This is not Duke anymore. These are grown men. You know who loves himself some Alex Crusoe? Loves Alex Crusoe. One of the biggest, strongest, fastest goats of all time. LeBron James! Like, if LeBron James sees Grayson Allen coming, this one's for a Caruso. Beef stew. Beef stew. This is a man's league. And Grayson Allen looks still like that little kid at Duke. He could not even be bothered to check on Caruso after the game either. That's how you know he doesn't give a fuck.
No.
People notice that. They ask Caruso, "Hey, did Grayson see if you were okay after the game?" Alex Caruso quite plainly said it. Nope. He did not. There are a lot of guys who will take notice of that. And I bet you that there are players that are so beloved that if this happens, that the NBA will look away and pretend it never happened. God forbid something terrible happens to Grayson Allen in the heat of battle, right? So sending out thoughts and prayers to Grayson.
thoughts and prayers
to my man Grayson Allen, who will reap what he sows. But more importantly, to the Chicago Bulls and to the GOAT, Alex Caruso, who is so damn fun to watch. But I promise you, boy Grayson, what goes around comes around, and eventually every little cheap shot farmer will reap what they sow. That is all the time that we have for the Heat Check. We will be back Wednesday morning, early squirrely, with a new episode. Do not forget to download, subscribe, tell all your friends, every damn one of them, and follow us on social at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok.
Boom, boom, something like angel dust.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.